Okay, we're going to go now with, Esther chapter 3. It says, after these things, did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Haman, saw the Agite, and addressed him, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him, and all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him, but Mordecai bowed not, nor did him a reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of the wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of the Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is, in the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before the Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is, the month of Adar. And Haman said unto the king Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws, therefore it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasuries. And the king took the ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Jew's enemy. And the king said unto the Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. Then were the king's scribes called on the 13th day of the first month, and there was written according unto all that Haman had commanded, unto the king's lieutenants, and unto the governors that were over every province, and unto the rulers of every people of every province, according unto the writing thereof, and to the every people after their language. And the name of the king Ahasuerus was it written, and seal with the king's ring. Verse 13, and the letters were sent by post and to all of the king's provinces for to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all of the Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day. Even, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is in the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. For the copy of the writing for a commandment to be given that every province was published unto all people, that they should be ready against that day. The post went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan, the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city of Shushan was perplexed. Chapter 4. When the Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on the sackcloth with the ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry, and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with a sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasury for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make a request before him for her people. And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such unto whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live But I have not been called to come in unto the king these many days. And they told him Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according unto the law, and if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court. Now I'm on chapter 5 of Esther. That she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, "What wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be given, it shall be even given thee unto the half of the kingdom." Esther answered, "If it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him." Then the king said, "Tell Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther has said." So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, "What is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee, and what is thy request, even to the half of the kingdom, it shall be performed." Then answered Esther and said, "My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said." Then went Haman forth that day joyful and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of the indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friend and Zeresh, his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches, and the multitude of his children, and all the things wherein the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said, "Moreover, yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king, unto the banquet that she had prepared, put myself into mourning, am I invited unto her also with the king? Yet all this availeth me nothing so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then said Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends unto him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king, that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou and merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. On that night, this is Esther chapter 6, could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthanah and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay a hand on the king as Hesri. And the king said, what honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, there is nothing done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman was come into the court, outward court, of the king's house, to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servant said unto him, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, unto whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighteth to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king uses to wear, and a horse that the king rideth upon, and a crown royal, which is set upon his head, and let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with whom the king delighted to honor and bring him on the horseback through the street of the city and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. Then the king said unto Haman, make haste and take the apparel and the horse as thou hast said, and do even so unto Mordecai the Jew. Thou sittest at the king's gate, let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman hasted to his house, mourning and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends, everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. And while they were yet, talking with him, came the king's chamberlain, and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. Let's read verse 14 again. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlain, and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. Chapter 7. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again unto Esther, on the second day at the banquet of the wine, what is thy petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted thee, and what is thy request? And it shall be performed even unto the half of the kingdom. Then Esther the queen answered, and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. For if we had been sold for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue. Although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage, then the king asked Esther, answered and said unto Esther the queen, who is he, and where is he, that thus presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of the wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make a request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereupon Esther was. Then said the king, will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of his king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbonah, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold also the gallows, 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standing in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him there, old. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Chapter 8. On that day did the king ask Hesus, give the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. And Esther spake yet again before the king, and fell down at his feet, and besought him with tears to put away the mischief of Haman the Agagite, and his device that he had devised against the Jews. Then the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, if it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seemed right before the king, and I be pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to reverse the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hamath, and the Agite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews, which are in all the king's provinces. For how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Or how could I endure to see the destruction of my kindred? Then the king asked Hasri, said unto the Esther, the queen, unto Mordecai, the Jew, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged up on the gallows, because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews, as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, for the writing which is written in the king's name, and sealed with the king's ring, may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time, in the third month, that is, the month of Sivan, on the 20th day thereof, and it was written according unto all that Mordecai commanded, unto the Jews, and to the lieutenants, and the deputies, and rulers of the provinces, which are from India unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces, unto every province according unto the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according unto their writing, and according unto their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by post on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. Appointed one day in all the provinces of the king, as Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is in the month of Adar, a copy of the letter for a commandment to be given in every province was published unto all people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. So the post that rode upon the mules and camels went out, being hastened and pressed on by the king's commandment. And the decree was given at Shushan the palace, and Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in the royal apparel of the blue and white, and with the great crown of gold, and with the garner of the fine linen and purple. And the city of the Shushan rejoiced and was glad, for the Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. And in every province and in every city, wheresoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is, in the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in the execution, and the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, thought it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. For the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king, Ahasuerus, to lay hand on such as sought their hurt. And no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and officers of the king, helped the Jews because the fear of the Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house. So this fame went out throughout all the provinces. For this Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan, the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men. And Parshan, Adatha, and Dalphon, and Aspenla, and Porthata, and Adelai, and Arid, Asa, and Paramash, Ta, and Arsaya, and Aridaya, and Vastrik, Asa, for the 10 sons of the Haman, the son Haman, Etah, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan, the palace, was brought before the king. And the king said unto Esther, the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan, the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's province? Now what is that petition? And it shall be granted thee. What is thy request together or further, and it shall be done. Then said after, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews, which are in Shushan, to do to tomorrow also, according unto this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded so to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and slew 300 men at Shushan, but on the prey they laid not their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together, and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, that they laid not their hands on the prey. On the 13th day of the month Adar, and on the 14th day of the same rested day, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, and on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same, they rested and made it a day of the feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting and a good day, and of the sending portions one to another. Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month, Adar, and the 15th day of the same year, as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from the sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman the son of the Hamadatha, the Agag, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast pur, that is, the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by the letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore they call these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had came unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed, upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail that they would keep these 2 days according unto their writing, and according unto their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days the Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abithael, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of the Purim. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus with words of the peace and truth, to confirm these days of the Purim in their times appointed, according as the Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed the matters of the fasting and their cry. And the decree of the Esther confirmed these matters at the Purim, and it was written in the book. Okay, we're on chapter 10 now of Esther, last chapter. And the king of Ahasuerus laid a tribute upon the land, and upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of the Media and Persia? For the Mordecai the Jew was next unto the king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brethren, as seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace unto all his seed. This brings the end of the book of Esther. This brings the end of our study for this this subject. We're going to close now with a song.